Angela Merkel was ushered into the European Parliament last Wednesday wearing a face mask, a bright green jacket and her customary pair of dark trousers. Her address to MEPs marked Germany's presidency of the EU Council, which will last for the next 6 months. One of the first tasks she'll have is the daunting challenge of persuading sceptical countries to accept the terms of the EU Commission's multi-billion euro COVID recovery fund. The Fine Gael MEP, Frances Fitzgerald, is optimistic about the German Chancellor's ability to lead the EU through turbulent times ahead, with COVID and Brexit high up on the presidency agenda.
I think it's really important that Angela Merkel is at the head of the presidency because I think she has shown quite a lot of political acumen as always and a willingness to take the hard decisions. All eyes will be on Angela Merkel's approach in the presidency over the next 6 months to see how Germany will respond and help people to deal with the fallout from COVID-19.
The rights and protection of people with intellectual disabilities during the COVID pandemic was debated and voted on during the Parliament's plenary session. MEPs said the pandemic exacerbated persistent segregation and discrimination against people with disabilities, and they argued it exposed flaws in support systems, healthcare and education for those with disabilities. This topic was a very personal one for the Green Party MEP, Grace O'Sullivan. The Ireland South MEP says her daughter, who has intellectual and physical disabilities, is struggling because of COVID-led closure of facilities she would normally access.
She attends the Brothers of Charity here in Tramore in County Waterford, and she attends the day service from 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock every day, and it's very, very well structured, and it's Monday to Friday. So that was just gone. That was absolutely gone. So her whole ability to leave the home, to be in the services, to do all of the various activities that are planned within the services, within her friendship group and her colleague group, essentially, that is disturbing for her. And the fact that for many weeks we had no certainty whatsoever as to when these services will open. And we're still in that situation right now.
Working conditions for truck drivers across the EU were also on the Parliament's agenda. MEPs approved the mobility package for road transport. The package of rules will mean more rest times for drivers, mandatory tracking devices on vehicles, and clearer rules on the posting of drivers. The Fine Gael MEP, Deirdre Clun, believes the measures will lead to safer conditions for drivers.
They'll have guaranteed and fixed rest periods and times in which they can drive. After that, then they have to take a break. It'll ensure that there's no weekend rest in the cabin, which it doesn't happen a lot from an Irish point of view, but it's certainly there are other countries when you find the drivers are so far from home or so far from base that they have slept in the cabin, had spent weekends, have spent their break time in the cabin. That's no longer allowed. The employer, those responsible for the driver, have to ensure that the driver has an adequate rest place, be it hotel, B&B accommodation, with shower and washing facilities, and that's to be paid for by the employer.
The Sinn Féin MEP, Chris McManus, though, isn't happy with some elements of the mobility package. He says the new rule that will impose a 4-day cabotage cooling-off period for hauliers is not welcome. Cabotage is the transport of goods or passengers between two places in the same country by a transport operator from another EU country. At the moment, cabotage is limited to 3 operations within 7 days. However, under the new rules, there will be a cooling-off period of 4 days before more cabotage operations can be carried out within the same country with the same vehicle. Chris McManus says 4 days is too long for peripheral states like Ireland.
This cooling-off period benefits the core states within the European Union, those in Central Europe. Peripheral states like Ireland, where we have to drive maybe long distances to transport goods, it's bad news for them. And, you know, Irish hauliers are already operating on relatively tight enough profit margins. They have longer distances to drive. There's, you know, issues about Brexit and maybe not being able to use Britain as a land bridge. We're not saying that the cooling period shouldn't be there, but 4 days would seem too much for a lorry either to be sitting in situ waiting for that cooling period to fall off or for a just to return with an empty truck.
Although Brexit was not officially on the Parliament's agenda, its shadow was lurking around the corridors during the plenary session. On Thursday, the EU's chief Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier, tweeted that significant divergences remain between the EU and the UK following informal talks between himself and the UK's Brexit negotiators in London. The UK is insisting it will leave the bloc at the end of the year and will not seek any extension to the transition period, even if it means leaving without a deal. Frances Fitzgerald believes the talks are on a knife edge.
The UK is saying they'd like an agreement by the end of July. I think a more realistic time frame to get some elements sorted would be the end of October. But we're on very thin ice when it comes to concluding the negotiations, unfortunately. But I would have a lot of faith in Barnier. And there's certainly still very good support for Ireland. Certainly the protocol and all of the Irish elements of it. There's huge ongoing support for that. But it's a question of how much the UK is willing to compromise and deal with these issues in relation to comparable standards and so on. But it's getting very close to the deadline.
And that was the Fine Gael MEP Frances Fitzgerald on the Brexit trade talks. Karen Coleman, Europarl Radio.